Hi, welcome to Genshiken Radio. I'm your host, Junan Lee. Before starting our show today, let me first ask a question. While watching animes, have you guys ever wondered how they're made? I didn't when I was little, but that was before Gundam Seed came up. I was so fascinated by the battles between mobile suits that I looked up all the information I can find, from director's comments to seiyuu events, all of them. That was when I learned a lot about the stories behind the stories, and now I watch each show with two perspectives. Not only do I seek entertainment from it, I also try and figure out what happened behind the scene that might lead to certain decisions presented on screen. So, instead of doing our regular anime reviews, we're going beyond the scenes and have a 3-week special edition on technological changes in recent animes. For this week's topic, I'm choosing 3D effects. While 3D movies are growing rapidly in number, producers of Japanese animes cannot seem to resist the urge to jump on the bandwagon. From last year's Attack on Titan to the most recent Tokyo Ghoul, 3D effect is used in defining moments to depict grand scenarios, enhance the intense atmosphere, and probably most importantly, to draw eyeballs from the audience. However, it certainly costs a lot more to adapt this effect than applying the regular drawing process. Being a fan of trendy tech advances myself, I cannot stop worrying about financial issues for production companies whenever I watch a clip with 3D backgrounds, since I have already witnessed and heard by so many shows that have used, or sometimes abused, this eye-catching effect, only to disappoint their viewers with the painful consequence of terrible drawings in the following episodes. The author of Anime Bijinesu, Matsuda Hiromichi, has estimated that the average cost expended by a Japanese production studio is 11 million yen per 30 minutes, while the cost in major US animation studios will spend the equivalent of hundreds of millions of Japanese yen. Therefore, it is a common pattern that Japanese production companies see subcontractors in Korea and China for cheaper labor, while keeping the core team within Japan to ensure overall qualities. However, when it comes to circumstances, say, the overuse of 3D techniques, that companies cannot afford the Japanese crew at all, the stability and continuity of original pictures are thus not guaranteed. In addition, among overseas studios, there is also a wide range of prices that correspond to different levels of drawing skills. When the cut on budget is large, production companies might not be able to find a partner with some decency on average drawings. Moreover, the subcontractors are also free to further outsource their projects to other studios with cheaper prices. Not only are the final staffs receiving less money, they face a closer deadline as well, since valuable hours are lost in transferring the work. Sometimes the pictures are traced, colored, and examined overnight, then transported back to Japan. In this kind of situations, TV stations have to give simple or no examinations at all in order to make the schedule. And that obviously cannot leave the viewers satisfied. However, does the application have any causal relationship with viewers' cognitive and emotional engagement with a certain show? Truth is, high costs and favorable outcomes do not necessarily go hand in hand. A research done on fantasy films reveals that the viewers from the 3D condition rated their experience as more perceptually realistic and reported being less distracted during the film than their 2D counterparts. However, taking average anime watching conditions into consideration, I will highly doubt if the distraction eliminating result still holds. If it does, is it helpful, or even relevant, to your viewing experience as a whole? In addition, the research also shows that no significant group differences observed in self-reported emotional arousal or satisfaction with the whole experience, leaving no factual influence of 3D pictures other than perceived realism alone. Is 3D like former tech changes in motion pictures such as color, widescreen, and HD? Can it actually lead a revolution, or is it just another frenzy we're only obsessed with for a short time? In my opinion, the use of 3D in anime serves mostly as a signal of how much confidence the sponsors and producers have in the show. However, when the extra expense takes up too much space of the budget, the production team is taking the branches for the roots. How do you feel about the use of 3D effects? What other experimental technologies do you want me to talk about? Leave your comments, and I will get back to you guys in next week's Genshiken Radio. And that's it for today. Have a nice weekend.